Exactly 10 years before the Virgin of Revelation appeared to Bruno Cornicciola, she prepared the way by appearing to another seer, mystic, and a young catechist called Luigina Sinapi on the 12th of April, 1937. Luigina had arranged a pilgrimage to the abbey at Tre Fontane for the Daughters of Mary group from her parish. Whilst walking through the eucalyptus wood, Luigina saw what seemed to be the remains of an aborted child in a grotto belonging to the Orsini sisters. She buried the child, and unexpectedly, the Virgin appeared to her and told her that she will return to this place because she needed the assistance of a man who persecutes the church and wants to kill the Pope. The Virgin told Luigina to meet a woman who is dressed in black and to transmit a message to her brother that he will soon become Pope. Luigina went to St. Peter's Basilica and met the woman, Elizabeth Pacelli, exactly as Our Lady had foretold. She was the sister of Cardinal Eugenio Pacelli, the future Pope Pius XII. Thanks to her, Luigina met the Cardinal and gave him the message entrusted to her by the Virgin. He listened to the message with a certain detachment and then responded, "If there are roses, they will bloom." A little less than 2 years later, on the 2nd of March 1939, Cardinal Pacelli ascended to the papacy with the name Pope Pius XII. When the news of the apparition at Tre Fontane on the 12th of April 1947 spread, Pius XII adopted a particularly open attitude towards the event. On the 22nd of July 1947, Bruno Cornicciola, the man whom the Virgin had said would try to kill the Pope, met privately with the Pontiff to confide the Virgin's message to him. The Pontiff cried whilst listening to the Virgin's message. He confirmed the veracity of the message, and on the 5th of October 1947, not even 6 months after the apparition, he blessed the statue of the Virgin of Revelation in St. Peter's Square that was then solemnly transported in procession to the grotto. Venerable Luigina Sinapi was born on September 8, 1916 in Itri, Italy, and was baptized 8 days later. At the age of 15, she felt a call to religious life and entered the Institute of the Pious Society of the Daughters of St. Paul in Rome, which she had to leave because of serious health problems. When she began to have visions in the mid-1920s, her mother took her to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet Padre Pio. From then on, she maintained a close bond with the Italian Capuchin, who became her spiritual director and supported her until the end of her life. In November during the 1930s, after the death of her parents, she was taken in by an aunt in Rome and began working there as a domestic servant. After several years, she fell ill with cancer and was close to death. But on August 15, 1935, on the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, after receiving the last anointing, Jesus and his mother appeared to her and miraculously healed her. She decided then to offer her life and suffering for the evils of the world and for the salvation of priests and all souls. In 1954, Luigina, already a Franciscan tertiary, with special church approval, joined the Third Order of the Children of Mary, of which her new spiritual director was also a member. Much earlier, she had gained the trust of Cardinal Eugenio Pacelli, the future Pope Pius XII. In 1937, after the apparition of Our Lady at Tre Fontane in Rome, she predicted his election 2 years later to the highest office in the church. Luigina spent the last part of her life at home, offering advice and spiritual comfort to all who came to her. She was distinguished by a deep devotion to the saints such as Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Gemma Galgani, and Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. Her spirituality was centered on the Eucharist and Mary, and led her to help all those in need. She died of stomach cancer on April 17, 1978 in Rome, with a reputation for sanctity, accompanied by various supernatural signs. These included earlier knowledge of later events and situations, bilocation, discernment of spirits, and above all, mystical union with the Lord Jesus. Many people, including bishops, priests, and politicians, asked her for spiritual advice and comfort. Venerable Luigina Sinapi, pray for us.